Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey there, thanks for listening to the Ask the Expert North Texas podcast. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. There's something special happening in the skies this weekend. It's a rare chance to see something called a super blood moon total lunar eclipse. It's a mouthful and a combination of factors involving the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun. On today's Ask the Expert, we are joined by Ryan Bennett. He is the program director at the Planetarium and Astronomy Program at the University of North Texas. Ryan, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the big deal here? What is the combination of things that are happening this weekend?
Well, first and foremost, we've just got a total solar eclipse or total lunar eclipse going on, not solar. In this particular situation, of course, this is whenever the sun passes or the Earth passes in between the sun and moon. The Earth's shadow is actually cast onto the moon, and we're one of the things that's interesting about this, I think, the most is at this particular time, this is also happening in what we call a supermoon. A supermoon is whenever the moon is at perigee, which means it is just at its closest approach to Earth, which essentially means that it just appears a little bit bigger in our sky. And that's pretty much what it comes down to. And we call a total lunar eclipse a blood moon as well, because whenever the Earth actually blocks the moon in just the right way, whenever its shadow is being cast in just the right way, it'll make the moon appear red in color for the same reason actually that sunsets appear red. So what's really happening here is light from the sun is passing through Earth's atmosphere on through its shadow that it's being cast on the moon. And so that light is actually being refracted a little bit by the atmosphere, causing it to look a little bit more red, just like a sunset. And so it gives you what we call a blood moon.
That is so cool. And when's the last time we've had both of these happening at the same time?
That's an excellent question. I wish I could tell you. I'm not 100% sure. Usually you get probably about four supermoons a year, roughly. And usually you get two total lunar eclipses a year. But for those things to coincide at the same time is not normally, I would say it's probably been at least 4 or 5 years or so since we've had something like that. But that's, I wouldn't quote me on that completely, although I guess you were going to.
I know that there are certain parts of the country that it will be able to see it better. How will the viewing be here in North Texas?
I mean, it'll be excellent. We have another total lunar eclipse that'll be coming up on November 8th, I believe. But that one's going to be out in the middle of the night. Like it's going to be happening. I think it starts at 4 a.m. This one actually is going to start about what technically starts at 8:30. But this is whenever the penumbral part of the eclipse starts to happen. And you can't really see that very well. The penumbra is part of the Earth's shadow that's just really not that dark. And unless you don't have a very trained eye, you're not going to be able to see it. So whenever you start to see the actual partial eclipse start to begin, whenever we start to move through the umbral shadow, that doesn't happen until 9:30. But you don't have to stay up really, really late to see it. That one on November 8th, that doesn't even start until about 4:30. So this does give you kind of this is probably the only one this year that most of us are going to be able to actually start to see before our bedtimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long does that entire process of the eclipse take?
It can vary, one way or another. It can actually vary depending on where you are on the globe. Here, it looks like it's going to take about 3.5 hours or so to move through the entire eclipse, which is actually a fairly long one.
Yeah. I know that there's some confusion between lunar and solar eclipses and which one is the dangerous one. It's perfectly safe to look at a lunar eclipse with your naked eyes, right?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. There's nothing wrong with it. Of course, the solar eclipse, you definitely want to avoid that. Get those solar eclipse glasses and all that kind of stuff. We do have one of those coming up in 2024. But we'll have full totality here, which will be a fun thing to do as well. But yeah, lunar eclipse, totally fine to look at without the aid of anything. In fact, we'll be pointing telescopes at the lunar eclipse. So that you can actually even get a closer look at everything that's going on. It's kind of nice because you can see the shadow passing through. And whenever you see that, that allows you to actually see other features on the moon that you usually can't see.
We talk about how, you know, the moon affects gravity, affects the waves and in the ocean and whatnot. How is the Earth affected by these eclipses when they happen?
I mean, predominantly, it's just the light that's coming off of the moon. For the most part, tides and everything like that are going to come to effect. They're always going to follow the moon wherever the moon's path is. There's even actually some tidal force that actually gets put on the surface of the Earth, and the surface of the Earth actually changes just a little bit. It's very insignificant. Obviously, water is a lot easier to change, and that's why we see it in tides. But as far as the eclipse goes, the major effect is going to be just essentially almost viewing the moon go through all of its phases in just, you know, a few moments instead of waiting an entire month. But I do know, hopefully I don't introduce anything there that confuses people and thinks phases are actually caused by the Earth's shadow, because that's a totally different story that we could talk about if you want.
What about the supermoon part of it? How is that going to affect tides? The fact that the moon is actually closer to the Earth than at its apogee?
That's a good question. So with it being a supermoon, definitely tides would be at their highest, right? So whenever you've got, you know, the two objects that are closer together, the force of gravity is actually a little bit stronger. So at that particular time, you would get higher tides or really lower tides. You just get a bigger disparity between the tides, right? You get to your highest high tides and your lowest low tides. That typically happens in full moons anyway. And so that's kind of what your super moon is. It's whenever the moon is at its closest approach, and it's either a new moon or a full moon. And so whenever it's at its closest approach, obviously, you know, the gravity would be a little bit tighter there. Most people, I think, are already probably aware that full moon and new moon are whenever you've got the highest and lowest tides usually. But, you know, couple that with its closest approach and they'll be even a little bit higher. Or there'll be more disparity.
What are you most looking forward to with this occurrence?
You know, honestly, what I'm usually looking forward with these things is just whenever we have events, getting kids out and getting them interested in astronomy. I mean, that's kind of my bag as far as that kind of stuff goes. Kids get interested in it. They perk up, you know, we get them to look through telescopes and stuff like that. And maybe we mold little scientists.
Now, you had brought it up earlier and mentioned the fact that less than 2 years from now, we're going to see a full total solar eclipse, and we'll be able to see it here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as well. Are you already making plans for what to do, even though it's 2 years off?
We are, yes. We're looking into all kinds of stuff right now. It actually turns out that Denton is about 5 miles out of full totality. So now we're actually looking to maybe host the event a little bit away from UNT, see if we can find a stadium or something like that somewhere. But it's going to be a crazy event. Anytime these solar eclipses happen, they bring a lot of people with them. So there'll be a lot of people coming into town, gas up your cars, all of that kind of good stuff. But it really is amazing. I've never seen one of these personally myself. This will be my first one. I've seen several partials. But what I'm told is you literally get to see the line of darkness sweep up over you, right? And even like animals and stuff like that are more nocturnal animals will start acting like it's night for a few minutes. They'll get a little confused, stuff like that. But overall, I mean, I think we've definitely been planning for it. We're going to have a great event, and we're just going to pray that it's just not cloudy that day.
And you guys do actually have an event coming up for this. Tell our listeners how they can bring their families out.
Oh, sure. So we're holding an event on the 15th. We'll start selling tickets, $5 each at 9 o'clock. Probably might have to start selling a little bit earlier. These events usually do get pretty crowded. So it's at the Rafis Urban Astronomy Center. That's UNT's Urban Astronomy Observatory that we have not too far away from campus, pretty close to the Denton Airport. We invite, you know, anybody to bring out, you know, chairs, you know, maybe a little picnic or anything like that, kind of camp out, hang out. We've got plenty of places to hang out there. We're going to have all of our telescopes out, set it up, focused on it. So you can take really, really live looks at it. We've also got some telescopes that we're going to have set up where kids and adults alike can learn how to use telescopes, learn how to point them. We've also purchased these nice little things that you can attach to the end of an eyepiece, and then you can attach your phone to it so you can actually take some pictures of the eclipse. So that's going to be something that we're going to be looking at doing too. We've also recently upgraded one of our telescope huts for doing professional astrophotography. This was a lot of things due to COVID and stuff like that. And essentially, we'll be doing some professional astrophotography as well, if anybody wants to join us and see some of that. One of the things that'll be really nice is whenever we get totality is it'll actually get really dark for a little while, and totality is going to last for a while this time. So we'll actually be able to take some pretty good astrophotography as well outside of the moon. Like, we'll probably take pictures of some galaxies and things like that. But plenty of stuff to do. We've got plenty of astronomy experts on hand to kind of explain what's going on. We'll kind of talk a little bit about some of the things I talked about earlier, but illustrated with some diagrams and things like that in one of our classrooms. But it should be a really, really fun event. We're hoping we'll have a lot of people come out. I do warn people that sometimes our parking lot fills up, then you got to kind of park down Tom Cole Road a little bit. I should, you know, let everybody know too, like, if you can't make it out, it really is something you can just go in your backyard and watch too. You just won't be able to look at us through the telescopes or anything like that, or take some of the different pictures, but you can definitely see it and enjoy it, and I encourage everybody.
Ryan Bennett is the Planetarium and Astronomy Program Director at UNT on Ask the Expert. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.